NASA, citing a number of minor technical considerations, refused the Russian request, and the launch went off as originally scheduled and was witnessed by NASA Administrator Dan Golden. Considering that the International Space Station program was already a year behind schedule, another minor delay would not, despite NASA protestations to the contrary, have led to a significant problem. Only when you consider the symbolic significance of the moment does this steadfast insistence make sense. It is not necessary for one to believe in astrology. The point is that someone high enough in power in the U.S. government, and apparently in Russia, to be able to order the dates and times of space missions, does believe in such things. Is this evidence of Nazi occultism in our space program? President John F. Kennedy may have been aware of a parallel space program and decided to make it public policy. On November 12, 1963, 10 days before his assassination, he instructed NASA Administrator James Webb to develop a program of joint space and lunar exploration with the Soviet Union. This proposal, which may startle Americans today, was verified by Sergei Khrushchev, the eldest son of the former Russian premier, in 1997. The importance of Kennedy's step toward reconciliation with the Soviet Union and his control over NASA will become apparent in the upcoming chapter, Kennedy and the Nazis. Who would have wanted to stop joint U.S.-Soviet space missions that might have ended the Cold War in the early 1960s? And who has been orchestrating the launches of space missions in both the United States and Russia with an eye toward occult astrological alignments? Does this mean that someone with the power to set space mission launches in both nations truly believes in the power of the position of the stars? And whom did Johnson mean by the masters of infinity? Strong evidence suggests they may well be the subject of this book, those global national socialists and their minions who have a goal of controlling the entire world. Nicholas Nick Rockefeller, a participant in the World Economic Forum, member of the Council on Foreign Relations and the International Institute for Strategic Studies, may have revealed the overall globalist agenda when he said, "The end goal is to get everybody chipped, to control the whole society, to have the bankers and the elite people control the world." But this control goes far beyond military and space hardware. In modern warfare, there is also the struggle for control over the hearts and minds of whole populations, whether by psychological or chemical means.